Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Russian presentation about the biomedical units is always quite impressive, especially because there's a lot of technical development which has been invested into these systems. However, based on our own field experience, we consider this concept of large vehicle-based laboratory equipment as part of the chain of response, only as a later element, second to third wave of response, because it will take quite a while, and not, as it has been mentioned before by the UK delegation, only a few nations have the airlift capabilities to transport such a system. So it's not really rapidly deployable, and it will take a while to get it functional, especially in areas of the world which are not as good accessible. So I think another option would be also to follow the idea of smaller, highly mobile laboratories, which have been presented by different nations here also in past meetings, and which have been proven to be highly valuable in the Ebola outbreaks, have been mentioned here several times also for other outbreaks in support of WHO. And they will also allow other partner nations to readily contribute to such multinational teams, smaller systems, systems which allow easier training and also use outside of alleged uses of biological warfare agent. So this will allow these partners also to get experience with the methods, and they are much easier to operate and to maintain than these larger systems. And one final technical comment. There's also the possibility to cultivate part of the Russian mobile laboratories. We just want to remind everyone that there are certain risks, enhanced risk if you do cultivation of an agent. It's not needed from our point of view for identification and also for bioforensic investigations anymore. But if you cultivate an agent in the field, you have increased biosafety risks, you have biosecurity risks, because you have to protect basically the cultivation of a dangerous pathogen. And there's also a political risk, because it might be perceived in different ways if you start cultivating a potential biological warfare agent inside an area where it has been used, or that someone is at least claiming that it has been used. So cultivation is a not necessary option from our point of view. It can be done in the in these larger systems. It cannot be done in the mobile, smaller mobile box-based systems for good reasons. And we think it's also worth to think about the political perspective of this capability. Thank you.